people are intuitive based on certain times. It depends on what's going on. Certain people have a greater potential for intention when the Earth is very geomagnetically noisy. You know, when there's a lot of sunspots and things happening from the sun, a lot of magnetism and geomagnetic stuff that affects the Earth, that seems to make people more intuitive when it's quiet. And when it's noisy, when there's a lot going on, people tend to have more psychokinetic effects. So it could well have been that there's quiet geomagnetic times, and that just opens that gateway a little bit more, so you can hear.
Is it normal? Is this supposed to happen this way?
Oh, yeah. This is normal for everybody. I mean, if you look at native cultures, and I've been doing a lot of studying of native cultures, too, to try to make sense of this, to see if other populations and peoples and cultures understood all of this, and they all did. They all had a sense of a life force that was really analogous to the zero-point field, and they all had a sense that people under certain circumstances had these kind of extended human powers, this potential to pick up this information intuitively. So this is normal. It's not just among the gifted.
It doesn't need
to understand it and to develop it.
And you don't have to be, I mean, you don't have to have a PhD. You know, you just are a human being, and you have that ability then somehow to be able to pick this up.
We all have this ability. I mean, I think this has been proven in the laboratory over and over with studies of ESP, psychokinesis, precognition, all those sorts of things were available to normal human beings. And it was just over time and a little practice. And the other thing, too, is you've got to get into certain states. That's another thing I'm looking at the moment. You need to develop this, just like you flex a muscle and develop it to run a marathon.
With the ability to do this, some people do it better than others. Why is that?
I think certain people are born. I mean, it's very interesting to look at people like Ingo Swann. Ingo Swann, the famous remote viewer, brilliant remote viewer, who developed remote viewing with Hal Puthoff at the Stanford Research Institute. When Swann's brain was analyzed by Michael Persinger in Canada, he discovered that Ingo had a larger than normal part of the brain, the parietal part of the brain and the occipital part of the brain, the part of the brain that actually visualizes and makes sense of things, were larger than normal. In effect, he had a larger radio for visual things, hence why it's easier for him to be a remote viewer. On the other hand, this isn't just something that...
And by the way, when we talk about his brain being analyzed, he's still alive, so it's not like
they did
an operation on him or any post-op or anything like that.
This was just looking at... EEG monitors,
right.
Electroencephalography, which, you know, just monitors your brain activity and just sees where it's firing. And that's what they found. And, you know, things like certain scans and stuff. But, no, he's very much alive and well. I just met him last autumn.
Yeah, we talked to him a couple months ago. You know, he'd been ill. I think he had some kind of operation, maybe on his knee or hip, and he's coming back from that. But
he fell and broke his hip. But he's fine. He's fine now.
Good.
He's coming back. But it just showed that he was born with a larger radio in that regard. On the other hand, the big study these days is with monks in the laboratory. Everybody's looking at monks. And just because their brains are really kind of a brain in extremis, somebody who's worked on their brain for years and years and years. And they find that your brain is very plastic, and if you work on certain portions of it, they get bigger. So this kind of thing is available to all of us. I think if we looked at shaman, for instance, we'd probably see very similar things in their brains, different parts of the brain that were larger than normal because they'd worked on it.
Well, let's talk about Ingo for a moment, because there's no question he's got an incredible ability in remote viewing. My late aunt knew him very well, thought the world of him. I probably loved him, not in a romantic way, but in a human way.
Yeah.
And, you know, so he has an ability to do some incredible things. Now, with this incredible brain of his, he has said some wild things, which are very interesting for this program, Lynn, but he has said in his book that he believes and he has remote viewed alien structures and bases on the far side of the moon and very, very strange things, which may or may not be true. Look, I happen to believe we've been visited before. We might even have been seeded. But in Ingo's situation, so here's a remote viewer who has had an incredible remote viewing ability, has done work for the government, and now he's remote viewing alien bases or structures on the far side of the moon. So my question is this brain so big in him that it is distorting things that he does, or did he really see this in a remote viewing session?
Okay, I guess there's two answers to that. One is, during the Stanford Research Institute stuff, they had Ingo, they wanted to see how far his ability would stretch. And they said, okay, let's look into outer space. And he said, well, I see a ring around Jupiter. And they said, you know, he's got it wrong. He's looking at Saturn. Mm-hmm. You know, he's got this wrong. And it turned out that Jupiter did have that ring at that time. So he was right. So, you know, his ability can stretch to outer space. He certainly can do that. Whether or not, when remote viewers see things, they don't see an absolute perfect picture. They see a glimmer of something, and they have to work longer and longer on just keep drawing it and building it to try to make sense of it. And the whole idea is not to interpret and encode what, you know, not to work out what that is. So he may have picked up something. Now, it could be aliens with spaceships there, and I'm not saying that there isn't, or it could be something else.